Good.
All right, it's on.
Okay. I call this meeting to order at the Committee on Civic Engagement at 12:03 p.m. in the President's Conference Room in the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
All right. Senator Billman, present. Senator Bossman,
present.
Cool. Senator Cook.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Absence unexcused. Oh no, sorry, absence excused. Absence excused.
Senator Flankus.
Present.
Senator Kirkendall.
Present.
Senator J. Smith.
Present.
Senator S. Smith.
Absence excused.
And Senator Toole.
Absence unexcused.
All right. We did not meet quorum.
All right. No voting today. Woo. Okay. Okay, moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Okay, we're going to skip agenda item 4 because we can't vote on anything. Moving into agenda item 5, old business. So just an update for you. Nanchez Elementary School is still getting back to me on what date works, but you guys can put this, I said this at the last meeting, but you can put it in your calendar as well. On Thursday, April 12th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., that's the day we'll be going in and volunteering. Transportation will be provided, so that's kind of cool. And then I'm asking all the people who are going to be future senators to also come if they want to. So it should be like an inner session collaboration thing going on. And I also got to talk to the TMCC student body president as well. So it looks like they might want to come with us. So it's really going to be like college students going in all together. It'll be GSA, TMCC, and our student government. So it's going to look really fun. I'm waiting on getting a second day so that way we go to Nanchez as well. Because we're going to Libby Booth on the 12th. So we'll see what happens. And then the cheerleaders will be joining us at Libby Booth. So that one will have the cheerleaders, the other one won't. But you guys will get a firm update the second that I get an email that confirms that that thing works for them. So look forward to that. I'm not expecting everyone to go, but I am hoping you come to at least one of them, if not both. I think it would be really cool. Senator Jason.
You said Thursday, April 12th from 9 to 12.
Mm-hmm. I know sometimes it conflicts with class and stuff, but there should be 2 dates at different times, so hopefully people can make up to one or the other, or both if you're feeling spunky, so we'll see what happens with that. But that's what's going on with that. The biggest thing is we need books. They can drop them off at the front desk. We do have a graphic now that you can put on social media that I'll email out to all of you guys, but we're trying to get as many books as possible. Senator Billman, do you have an update about the grassroots donation or anything like that?
So yeah, I tried to get a hold of you multiple times, but they just never got back to me.
Okay, thank you for doing that. I might go over spring break just because, you know, I've got some time. I live here, so maybe I'll go talk to them, and I hope I'll have an update when we come back from break about that. But thank you for reaching out. I know sometimes people don't respond to emails. I really know that. So thank you for that. That's awesome. I don't want to be doing t-shirts because the Senate fund is kind of low, and as we'll hear in Budget and Finance today, other financials are lower, so I think we're not going to do t-shirts, but I think the books are still going to be a thing I'm going to be able to do. So definitely push that out to all the clubs you're in, and next meeting, if you guys could come back and tell me who you've gone out and personally talked to about, like, the book drive, that would be really cool. So that's what I have for that. Is there any questions about Wolfpack Reading Week? Okay, we're going to move right along into agenda item 6, new business. So in the whole, you know, legacy box, everything, I just wanted to talk about some of the stuff that we need done for civic engagement, because I'm going to write up the science fair pretty in detail, but there's a couple other things that I was hoping, and I was wondering if either Justin or Derek, you guys could write up, or with me, the whole, like, little button on web campus linking people to GivePulse/handshake/why it failed/why they should pursue it or shouldn't pursue it, that type of thing. Because I think that was one of the things one of the senators running was thinking about doing, but we did that, so we should probably get that written up.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if one of you would be willing to take that or do a combo with me or something. We'll just do a combo, all of us. It's fine. I just don't want to do it all by myself.
Well, I know that a lot of us, or a couple of us, have different information from, like, either group, so we have to, like, compile it, so.
Okay, why don't we do a meeting for that? That's a good one. Also, the whole thing with the food, donating the food from our events places, that was kind of a bust, just because there's so many, like, restrictions on what food you can deliver places. So maybe I'll assign that to Cynthia because she was really into it when I was talking to her about it. So maybe I'll have her write that one up. Are there anything? Yes?
I have a question. So with the whole food thing, I know that Britta. Yeah, Britta was looking into a food compost.
Yes.
That would be the solution.
Ooh, so that's a good one. Okay, I'll put that, I'll ask Cynthia to write that up in the report. Are there any other, Speaker Jackson and I had a meeting with facilities on Thursday about Democracy Plaza, and so the vision has changed a little bit, but we sent out for a new design quote, so you guys should see that legislation before this session is up. So it's either going to pass or not pass, so we're not going to write that up in the legacy box because we don't know where that's going yet. So you'll see that though before this session is up, the quote, what it will look like, the architecture of it, and then where it will be, and it's up to the Senate body if they want to vote on that. It'll probably go, it'll go to Budget and Finance and then the Senate. So see that at the very end. Yes.
Is that going to be a bill?
Yes, that's a bill because it's a capital expenditure. It'll go through Budget and Finance, not this committee. But I encourage you to attend that meeting if you have a vested interest. Because, you know, exciting things. It kind of started here, but it's changed a lot. But we're really excited about the prospect of it, so that's really cool. What other things did we do on this committee that we need to put in the legacy box in terms of civic engagement? Food, the button. Wolfpack Reading Week. I guess I have to write that one up because I did that one.
Sorry. Right.
Yeah. Anything else you guys think we should put in the legacy box that's pertinent? Yes, Justin?
It would be like a thing to put the legacy box unless it like didn't happen by the end of the session, but remember when I was talking about community service hours?
Yeah, we could put it in the box. I don't know.
I kind of like reframed my direction with that, because you know how the two office hours we currently do are like pretty useless?
Yes.
And so there's been talks like convert those into either outreach hours. So like still, I don't know, allowing senators more freedom to like, you know, use their time in different ways. It could be like, maybe I could write it, I was thinking of writing a bill restructuring the staff saying like, the two office hours would now become like two either outreach or two community service hours. So now you have a choice, but like it's still engaged.
I like that.
We're shamelessly plugging civic engagement.
Senator Bussman.
With the change that I'm working on for the office hours, pretty much all of that would be like incorporated in a way. So I don't know if you wanted to like work with me and others on that or.
Sure.
Okay. Well, it looks good then. Then we won't put that in the legacy box because the change will have happened. Actually, we should probably still put it. Do you want to just write up a quick little thing and just be like, we talked about doing community service hours, and then like this is the result of what we've changed office hours into? Just like a very quick one for the box. Justin?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, I'm just thinking like a short little snippet of that, like why we thought about it in the first place and then like what it turned into. So you don't need it yet because we want to see what this bill does and if it, or resolution because it's the Senate rules, and if it gets passed. But that sounds like a really good idea, just a short little blurb on like community service hours, i.e. engagement. Derek?
I mean, we could collaborate on that again because there's also different perspectives that are going into it.
That's true. Okay, let's do that. Let's meet outside of this, though, so we can do that so I don't make Connor type everything. Is there anything else you guys think is pertinent to the legacy box? Okay, I don't think so either. If you guys need any help with your legacy box, anything, please don't hesitate to contact me because I have not looked at it yet, but I'm going to have to do it, so like we'll figure it out together. I'm excited about it. Definitely a good thing. Thank you, Senator Bessman. Okay, any other comments, concerns about the legacy of this committee? Okay, moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment? None. Okay. Oh, wait.
Do you want me to help out with anything on the legacy box?
I would love to have your help writing up maybe the science fair or Wolfpack Reading Week. Wolfpack Reading Week's been kind of like me reaching out to people, though. It's not really, you don't have to plan it like during the meeting, you know? But if you just want to like work on me with that, like that'd be really cool.
Okay.
I just know that some of the other stuff that we did earlier you weren't here for, so I was like, I can't really assign you that because you don't even know what we're talking about. I'd love your help on any of those, so
okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, any other public comment? All right, moving into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 12:14 p.m.
It's snowing way too fucking much.
Okay.